Speaker 1.
I'd never done any writing before, though I was a keen reader. This novel was inspired by my own childhood experiences. I got to meet a lot of people as a child because my parents owned a large, successful restaurant. I don't think I could have written it if I hadn't decided to take a degree in creative writing a few years ago, though. It was a way of being serious about writing, and it gave me a lot of confidence. I began work on the novel halfway through the second year and completed it after graduating. It was very, very hard work, but it's all really been worthwhile.
Speaker 2.
I'm only 22 years old and I've been writing since I was 13, mainly short stories which were published in teen magazines. When I started writing a novel, I realised the way I'd written so far wasn't so good really, not for real fiction, so I knew I had to look at my favourite writers. You learn a lot by seeing how they do what they do. I knew very well what I wanted to write about though. I get bored with books where everyone is a bit like someone you know. I wanted to write about people who only exist in fiction. That's what readers find attractive.
Speaker 3.
My novel began life as a blog on my website. Within a week of starting it, I'd been offered a book deal by a publisher. I remember sitting and looking at this offer on my computer screen. The sum was several times bigger than my annual librarian salary, and I thought there must have been some mistake. The novel is a fictional version of my blog, and it centres on a university librarian, his partner, and their sons. Writing it wasn't particularly hard, because basically I was being asked to keep to the same style, and I'm now adapting it for the screen. I'd always wanted a job that I could really enjoy.
Speaker 4.
I used to watch a lot of TV, and I admit that the inspiration for my novel came from the dramas I watched, or rather from my disappointment at how unrealistic and far-fetched they were. It was very rarely that any of them attempted to get under the skin of the characters. So that's what I aimed to do, tell it like it was. It wasn't easy. And when people say how wonderful it must be to be recognised in the street and to be asked to sign autographs, I tell them about the long hours in front of the computer and about forgetting what it means to have a free weekend.
Speaker 5.
I used to be a journalist on a national paper, and I began work on my novel in 2001. It's a historical novel, and I spent months researching the history of the period. It's set in India in the 1920s. I then spent 2 years writing it. Journalism wasn't a bad place to acquire useful skills. It taught me to be clear and edit myself, not to write too much. My parents couldn't believe it when they heard my name on the news. I hadn't told them anything because they never thought very highly of anything I'd written previously, and I didn't want to start having any doubts myself.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I'd never done any writing before, though I was a keen reader. This novel was inspired by my own childhood experiences. I got to meet a lot of people as a child because my parents owned a large, successful restaurant. I don't think I could have written it if I hadn't decided to take a degree in creative writing a few years ago, though. It was a way of being serious about writing, and it gave me a lot of confidence. I began work on the novel halfway through the second year and completed it after graduating. It was very, very hard work, but it's all really been worthwhile.
Speaker 2.
I'm only 22 years old and I've been writing since I was 13, mainly short stories which were published in teen magazines. When I started writing a novel, I realised the way I'd written so far wasn't so good really, not for real fiction, so I knew I had to look at my favourite writers. You learn a lot by seeing how they do what they do. I knew very well what I wanted to write about though. I get bored with books where everyone is a bit like someone you know. I wanted to write about people who only exist in fiction. That's what readers find attractive.
Speaker 3.
My novel began life as a blog on my website. Within a week of starting it, I'd been offered a book deal by a publisher. I remember sitting and looking at this offer on my computer screen. The sum was several times bigger than my annual librarian salary, and I thought there must have been some mistake. The novel is a fictional version of my blog, and it centres on a university librarian, his partner, and their sons. Writing it wasn't particularly hard, because basically I was being asked to keep to the same style, and I'm now adapting it for the screen. I'd always wanted a job that I could really enjoy.
Speaker 4.
I used to watch a lot of TV, and I admit that the inspiration for my novel came from the dramas I watched, or rather from my disappointment at how unrealistic and far-fetched they were. It was very rarely that any of them attempted to get under the skin of the characters. So that's what I aimed to do, tell it like it was. It wasn't easy. And when people say how wonderful it must be to be recognised in the street and to be asked to sign autographs, I tell them about the long hours in front of the computer and about forgetting what it means to have a free weekend.
Speaker 5.
I used to be a journalist on a national paper, and I began work on my novel in 2001. It's a historical novel, and I spent months researching the history of the period. It's set in India in the 1920s. I then spent 2 years writing it. Journalism wasn't a bad place to acquire useful skills. It taught me to be clear and edit myself, not to write too much. My parents couldn't believe it when they heard my name on the news. I hadn't told them anything because they never thought very highly of anything I'd written previously. And I didn't want to start having any doubts myself.
That is the end of part 3.